Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, it's Marco Flalo on behalf of Mitchell Whitfield and myself. Thank you so much for taking a listen to this podcast. Do us a little favor if you would. If you love the show, give us a 5-star review and don't forget to follow us at Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. We appreciate it and we love doing the show for you guys. Without further ado, here's today's episode.
This is Your Tech Report.
For gadget news and reviews,
click to yourtechreport.com.
Yes, and please follow us on all our social media. You can subscribe to the podcast. Actually, Mitchell, I don't know if subscribing is a word anymore to podcasts, especially when it comes to Apple Podcasts. Like our podcast and definitely sign up. If you head on over to yourtechreport.com, you can definitely sign up to get all the updates when they happen. And we'll figure out what all this podcasting announcement stuff really means at the end of the day, because there was a big Apple event this past week, Mitchell.
There definitely was, Mark. And you know when they said it was spring-loaded?
It was.
Loaded is probably the right term because I think it's the most robust. Is that a good way of saying it? The most action and feature and product-packed hour and change that Apple has ever presented ever. Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah,
is that a fair assessment?
And it was refreshing because not much was really leaked ahead of time.
Correct.
You know, there were expectations, and I think that most of the expectations were met. I mean, I don't think anybody expected another color for an iPhone, for example. There's a new purple announcement, which is kind of
really cool. By the way, but
yeah,
it does look
really cool. We saw the announcement of AirTags, which are basically little tracking devices, much like Tile, but with a little bit more oomph to them. These little things will retail $29.99 US for a single one, and it's $99 for a 4-pack. And they're tied into the Apple Find My ecosystem, which means that the same app you use to find your device, if you lose it and lock it, you can now use to track not only this device, but Apple also earlier this month announced an API, or basically a part of their software development kit, that allows people to incorporate that into many different things.
Which is big, because Apple never really allows third-party apps to have anything to do with first-party products, especially right off the bat. But I wanted to say, all in all, if you include the purple iPhone, which is not really a new product per se, but a new color for an existing product, but for the sake of what I'm going to say, for the sake of the drama, if you include the purple iPhone, 5 new hardware announcements in 5 different categories. That has never been done. And so you already mentioned the AirTags. We mentioned the new purple color of the iPhone, right? But to go a little bit more about the AirTags, this is something that people were talking about for a long time. We'd heard rumors for the last, would you say, what, a year and a half to 2 years that it was going to be announced
for AirTags?
This week, this month? Yeah. At least 2 years, I think we've been hearing about them being announced.
That was one particular person who was pushing. Oh, it's going to be announced! Going to be announced! Going to be announced! John Prosser, who has his own little Apple.
Pretty accurate. He's pretty accurate.
You know, there's actually a website that tracks the accuracy of these leakers.
Is he one of the lower ones?
His rating is going down. And not only that, but after the first couple times where they weren't announced, he actually went on social media and said, if you don't announce it at the next event, like as they were approaching event, I'm going to shave off my eyebrow.
He did shave off his eyebrow.
Oh, no, he
didn't.
He lost both eyebrows in the process here because he kept saying they were coming and they never were announced. Honestly, Mitchell, I believe these were probably ready about 6-7 months ago. But based on his actions alone, they probably held it back just to mess with him.
Just to make him shave his eyebrows, Apple was saying, you know what, you've been giving, you know, you're a big Apple fan, but you've been wrong a bunch of times. Let's get those eyebrows up and have some, a little bit of humility there. But okay, so they were announced and they seem actually pretty cool. This is one of those things Mark and I were talking off the air. We try not to talk too much off the air before we start a show because we like to save it. We're always saying, save it for the show, save it for the show. So we definitely each want to get, they're $24.99 for a single AirTag. And then if you get a 4-pack there, it's $99.99 for, of course,
is it 24 for a single? I said 29. So
$24.99. Okay. Is it 25? No, you're right. It's 29. You're right, because it's a better deal. Otherwise, you might as well get, one, four of the single ones or 3 single ones. But yes, they're about almost $30, $29, $30 for one. And for a 4-pack, it's $99. Definitely a better deal to get 4. However, not everyone is going to have use for all 4. So you can give them to someone in your family. If you're family sharing, you could have, let's say, AirTags on each of your sets of keys for you and and your partner. You know, you can put it on the kid's computer. I mean, there are different ways to use them. They're not tiny, but they're small enough that making them as part of a keychain was really a smart idea for Apple to do as far as accessories, except for the Hermes one. Is it Hermes?
$4.99.
It's sort of like their first, you know, when they put out that fancy Apple Watch that was in.
You know, not to knock it, I've bought the Hermes watch band for my wife. They're beautiful, a great accessory. But when it comes to something like this, for an accessory for a $29 device, and you're going to spend $450 almost, that's
Was akin to the, what I'm saying, the first Apple Watch. What was the first Apple Watch that was really
the
fancy?
The watch itself, the gold, you mean the gold one?
That's what I'm talking about.
$15,000 or whatever it was.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I think the Hermes, you know, again, if you're a big fan, am I mauling the name Hermes?
You're saying it perfectly.
So, I mean, if you're a big fan, and I guess it's still, we're talking, you know, sub $500, at least to their credit, it does come with the AirTag already there.
Oh, that's
so you're not paying extra for the AirTag. But the other nice thing is the AirTags can be customized and engraved for no extra cost, along with, you know, other Apple products. People don't know that you can actually engrave many of your Apple products for no extra cost. Most people want their products when they want them and don't want to take the extra time. Yeah. So looking forward to tracking things, because, you know, people always lose their keys, and, you know, you can staple it to your child's back. And, you know, I'm kidding. Please don't call child services.
Don't
staple it to your
crazy
child's
glue.
Back.
Use Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, Gorilla Glue is much better. But, you know, you can put it on in your kid's backpack, in your backpack, or really you can put it on on a child.
I use Tile for
They're
luggage,
really
like when I'm trying to find my luggage at the airport, or wondering if it's
going
to get there.
And they make a luggage tag, by the way. They make a luggage tag. They make a luggage tag for it.
This is going to be fun. The ecosystem of accessories is going to be fun for this, because they're inexpensive. They're kind of fun way to personalize them, which is really neat. And because they use that ultra wideband chip that Apple has, you're really able to not only pinpoint, just, you know, make it beep and try to wonder where it is. It will point you to the actual direction of where it is. And as you get closer, it will actually help you find it. And you know, that's something that Tile has not really been able to do and other competitors haven't. And the other thing is, there's a replaceable battery.
I know you're
going to
say, you're going to beat me to it, you son of a gun.
The CR2032, those round, you know, people call them watch batteries, but they're bigger than watch batteries.
No, they're bigger than button cells. They're more like remote batteries. And, you know, they're bigger. They're basically the size of like a
battery.
Really flat.
I use my car keys. Yeah.
They're like the size of a really flat nickel. Flat nickel.
And that's great because, you know, Tile, when they first came out, and they have a really thin one, they had a replacement program where you'd pay less to get new ones, but you still have to pay for it more than the price of batteries. Here, this will really last you kind of forever as long as the device is running. And, of course, it's IP68 rated, so it's water resistant. It could take a little bit of a beating. And they're fun. I think they're going to be an interesting accessory. I think they're going to sell out pretty quickly.
It'll definitely be one of those good holiday gifts for people that don't want to get a stocking stuffer, not for a four-pack. Four-pack goes beyond stocking stuffer money, but even at, you know, $29.99, it's still like a cute gift that you can exchange and give people, and it actually has a function and can bring people some service and some joy. So, we have the AirTags, Mark. We mentioned that the new color, this great purple color for the iPhone 12, which kind of is, again, something they really, even with the product Red, they've sometimes announced product Red mid-cycle for a phone, but this is kind of late for Apple to introduce a new phone color so close to a new phone release. But I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all.
I think it's a way for them to just kind of remind people, hey, the iPhone's still out here. And they also do this refresh of colors and a lot of accessories like Apple Watch bands every couple months. Like almost every quarter, they update the colors of various things. So it seems kind of like a good reminder. I know where you're going next, and I want to talk about the Apple TV 4K. So this is on my shopping list, of course. I know it's going to be on your shopping list.
Oh, we're each getting a couple of these at least, yeah.
The biggest game changer for me, it's not like the HDR performance and stuff like that, which I know are more important to you right now. Number one, it's that new Siri remote. I cannot wait to burn.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
I cannot wait to burn my old remote. And here's why. You know, it has that touchscreen kind of area on it that I can never pinpoint what I need to, especially when I'm trying to type passwords and stuff like that. Plus, my actual Apple TV is mounted behind my television, so I don't have to run cables anywhere. So I think it loses signal range with all that stuff in between. So the new remote has tactile buttons, physical buttons. It's got that circle on the top with left, right, up, down, plus a touchpad in the middle. It's got a back button, a TV button, a play, pause, a mute button, the volume button, and a speaker button, the microphone button's on the side now, so you can press it and use your voice commands. And there's a power button, which is great because I don't know about you, but whenever I turn my TV off, I have to go to settings, go to menu, go to sleep to turn everything off.
Well, actually, here's one of those things, okay? Because, and by the way, all those things you were saying are all things that I'm excited about. Absolutely. Definitely more feature-packed than the previous remote. However, yes, before you could actually program your Apple remote in the older version to control your television and controller devices, you would have to use the menu button, and then it had like a little TV icon on the old button that would use to shut everything. You turn everything on with the menu button, everything off with the little television button. It did work.
You can
do
that?
It was a little bit wonky. Yes. I actually learned how to do it. It did work, but it was a little tricky, and I think this makes it much more obvious how to do it because a lot of people are not using their Apple remotes to control multiple things. But for example, in my living room, because we have a family room and a living room. Okay, the family room is where everyone usually watches TV.
Aren't
the living
we
room.
Fancy?
I know, but believe me, it's the first time I've ever had this.
California.
So we have a living room now where we put a television. The only thing we attached to it to try and keep it simple, we didn't put a cable or satellite box there. We mounted, and I know you did something similar. We mounted an Apple TV because we mounted the TV to the wall, and behind the TV is where the Apple TV is mounted.
Yep.
So it's behind the television, and that's the only thing we use for that television. So using that one remote to power everything, to the soundbar, the television, and the Apple TV is actually a real winner without having to get something larger or, you know, get a Harmony remote that's a little bigger, a little more complex.
Which so are having discontinued, that by the way, the Harmony remotes.
Well, that's another story and the thing I want to cry about. But so I'm very excited. The only problem is, the one thing they didn't announce with this new remote is it going to have better reception? Is it going to have better connectivity with your Apple TV? Because connectivity was the main issue that I've had with Apple TVs.
I think it is. And the reason I say that is because in the images of the remote itself, there's actually a dedicated kind of RF window in the front.
Like a little blaster window.
Exactly. That I'm sure there's some kind of blaster area on the current remote, but not as apparent and not as thick. So I think there's actually going to be more range on that, which is really kind of neat. And I'm looking forward to this. And it is backwards compatible with older Apple TVs. So
yes,
if you do want to pair it.
Yes, and they are separately sold, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be available. I don't remember the pricing.
$59.99 US.
Yeah, something like that. It's okay. So, and the Apple TV itself, so the Apple TV 4K, it's same name. Again, all the stuff, by the way, available on April 30th to order. It's going to be available the second half of May, so who knows when it's actually going to ship. $179 for the 32 gig model, and I'm on the US store. 64 gig model, which I've never found a use for, by the way. I don't know about you. $199, so you're looking at about a $20 premium there.
The only reason I suggest it, Mark.
Yes.
I mean, I don't suggest it for myself. And you know me, I like getting the larger capacity. I think it's useless for me. If you are buying a lot of games on Apple Arcade, if the Apple Arcade ecosystem is your primary gaming system, then I would say, okay, maybe you're going to fill up that storage. If you're not using it for a lot of games through the market, through the store, specifically through Apple Arcade, it's not worth it because you're streaming almost everything you're watching on this device, except when you're playing games that have a higher capacity requirement.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. But for you, I've never come close to filling up my 32, so I'll be getting the better deal at $179 because I don't use Apple Arcade as my primary gaming service. So there you go.
Now, by the way, the Apple TV HD, which is, I guess, the previous generation model, still being sold, and now with the new remote. So as of April 30th, if you do order that, you'll get the new remote with the HD version, 32 gig only, for $149. So if you want to go a little bit cheaper, you don't have a 4K TV, you still want the benefits of the remote, you can do that as well.
Yeah, I would still go. I would honestly, if you have the extra $30, and I think if you're getting this product, if this is not a, this is a luxury item still, for $30 more, I would highly recommend getting the 4K so that you will not have to replace it when and if you upgrade to a 4K television. Better to be future-proof with a product like this, especially when the barrier to entry to that future-proof product is only $30. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. Now, a couple of details on this as well. It has a brand new A12 Bionic chip, which is very cool, but it powers a couple features that are really interesting. One of which I found was the color balancing. Did you see this on the keynote?
There's an app for that, yeah.
There's an app that actually you hold your phone screen forward straight against your TV, and it'll actually color balance it for the room and the space that you're in, which I found was very neat. I mean,
without altering your television settings, by the way. You don't have to touch your TV settings.
No, it's all in the Apple TV. So
that's the kind of
cool thing. So I found that interesting. And of course, high frame rate HDR, better picture at the end of the day, more lifelike picture if that's what you want.
Dude, we're running out of time. We better get to the other products. We don't have a lot of time here.
There's only one other product to really talk about. I mean, 4 minutes, you could talk about an iMac pretty easily, can't you? Two products? What two products? You're holding your fingers up. Two products.
iPad Pro.
Whatever.
Did we forget about the new iPad Pro?
Let's do this. Let's motor through the Mac, okay, for a second here.
Yeah.
Brand new iMac,
folks.
Brand new iMac, which looks like an iPad basically on a stand.
Very thin.
Super thin, 11 millimeters. It's thinner than a headphone jack, so the headphone jack is on the side. There's no
room
for a
processor.
There's no room for a network cable, so they put that in the power brick. So it passes through. It's very cool. It's got four Thunderbolt ports on the back, which is pretty cool. I don't know why it's talking to me about battery life. That's because I'm not looking at that. Available in 7 different colors. Lots of fun. It looks really nice. A lot of people are actually making fun of it, saying it's ugly as hell. I don't think so.
Well, if they went for that form factor, people are saying, you know, why does it have to be ultra thin and still have a chin on the bottom?
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have made it thicker? Put this, because it's a desktop. It's not meant to be portable. So who cares how thin it is? Why not make it thicker? Have it only screen, no chin on the bottom, all screen, and have everything put in the back. Make it an inch deep and have everything in the back and no chin anymore. That was the thought. I still think it looks really good, but I understand why people are saying, what's the point of making something so thin that you're not carrying with you? What's the value?
Starting at
$1,299 US.
$1,299, 24-inch screen, and has the M1 chip. Okay, let's talk about the iPad Pro.
Yes, let's go.
M1 chip.
iPad Pro also went to an M1 chip, right?
M1 chip across the board, which just begs me the question, when are they going to be able to use desktop apps on this thing? But it will happen. The 12.9-inch has the brand new micro LED screen, which is brighter, 1,600 nits of brightness at its peak. Starting at $799, they've got a new white color for the keyboard case. It's really about that M1 chip. Nothing else has really changed. And 5G.
It's about the M1 chip. 5G is not going to be that big of a deal because, again, you can use your mobile device paired to your iPad and power your cellular experience that way. I don't know why anybody actually gets one with a built-in chip when they have a phone in their pocket. Assuming you have a 5G phone, your iPad becomes 5G as well, even if it's Wi-Fi only. Now, the sad part is, only as Mark said, only the 12.9-inch version is getting the love of that XDR screen, which is similar to their Pro Display. Basically, it's like carrying a Pro Display in your backpack.
I
wish they would put that. And Thunderbolt, yes. Now we've gone from regular USB-C to Thunderbolt, which means, well, it doesn't mean a lot for most people, except that the transfer of information is going to be super fast. So, you know what, Mark? I was giving you a hard time on how are we going to pack everything in, and really, we had more to say about the Apple TV and the other stuff and the AirTags than we did about the, you know, M1 Max, you know.
Yeah. So, on your shopping list, name them.
I'm going to get a 4-pack of the AirTags and 2 Apple TVs. If I love the Apple TVs, I'll get 2 more later in the year.
I will do a 4-pack of the AirTags. I will do 2 Apple TVs. I will get the 12.9-inch new iPad Pro because I've wanted to get a bigger one for a long time because I use it at home for my mixer. So I want the bigger real estate. So I'm going to trade in my iPad Pro from last year because I don't need to hand me down to anybody anymore. They all have, you know, iPad Pros from last year or for 2 years ago. I'm going to trade it in. I'm going to get the new 12.9-inch, and we're all going to be happy. Mitchell, what's coming up next?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love board games, but I also love board game storage. And if you love board game storage, Game Trays makes the best board game storage in the industry. And we're going to be talking to the creator and the CEO and the founder of Game Trays, Noah Edelman.
You know, I think when they said talk more gaming on the show, they weren't talking about physical board games.
I love board games. Back off.
It is your Tech Report. Stick around. We're back with Noah Edelman in just a second here on your Tech
Report. There's more Your Tech Report after this.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of 5 podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.